Welcome. If you're visiting us, or maybe you're here for the first time, maybe you're looking for a church home, everybody is very welcome. We're delighted to see you here this morning. My name's Jenny. I'm one of the church stewards here at Wesley Men. Please do join us for tea and coffee and squash served after the service. That will be through in the hall, which is through that door on your right. It's a lovely opportunity to get to know people better, so do join us if you can. I have a few Christmas-related notices. So firstly, we have 9 stars left unsigned on our Christmas tree poster over here. That means that we're still looking for 9 people who can give £5 to contribute to our fundraiser, which is for a set of soft play toys for refugee children who are being who are living in a hotel in Oxford and being looked after by Asylum Welcome. So we are supporting them this Christmas, and if you can give £5 towards that toy fundraiser, please do give on the card reader and sign a star over there. If you want to give in cash, I'm sure that's fine as well. I could deal with that after the service. Secondly, we are also collecting gifts for the Gatehouse, so if you've brought any Christmas gifts for the Gatehouse to give out to their guests, then the box for that is over here. So please do give those today, because this week is the deadline. And then next Sunday at 6:30 p.m. we have our candlelit carol service, which is a wonderful occasion, and we hope that many of you will be able to join us for that as well. But back to today. Today, as you may have guessed, is our junior church nativity, a highlight of the year. So this has been pulled together by Mel, who leads our children's work, and many, many other people. I think we could say that we're not aiming for polished. We are aiming for heartfelt. And so with an enormous thank you to Mel and the children and all the helpers and all the families, thank you for all the work that you've put into this. We're delighted that you're leading our worship, and over to you.
Worried by the number of bits of paper I'm juggling, so you'll have to bear with us today. We are going to start our service with a call to worship led by Katie and Nana.
Prepare the way for the Lord.
Make straight paths for him.
Every valley shall be raised up.
Every mountain and hill made low.
The rough ground shall become level.
And the rugged places are plain.
The glory of the Lord will be revealed.
Prepare the way.
We light this candle for all God's messengers, preparing the way for change, signs pointing to a new age to come. Holy God, as we wait for your promise, give light, give hope, shall we pray. A candle burns, the sign of our faith, God of the baptizing one, come to us again this Advent. May we share a faith that renews our lives. May we live in the light of your promise. Amen.
We've got the joy of Rockfish leading our worship today, and we're going to join together to sing hymn 196, Come and Join the Celebration.
Thank you. Let us pray. Dear God, we are surrounded by noise and busyness. There are meals and parties, presents to wrap and cards to write. Help us to pause, to take a moment in the midst of all we are doing, to think of you. Thank you for the message of John the Baptist, reminding us to look at all our lives and do our best to be prepared for you. Help us to be prepared to let go of those things which distract us from you, and help us to carry those things which we cannot let go of, but which we struggle with. Thank you for the fact you always offer us the chance to start again, that you love us and forgive us. We come to your manger simply bringing our love. May we hear the love song the angels sing to us. Amen.
Didn't quite think through the logistics, so let's join together to sing again. We're going to sing, "See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw." Well, I hope you're ready, because this is the time where I get the joy to introduce this year's Wesley Memorial Junior Church Nativity. Let's give them all a warm...
Right guys, it's nearly Christmas. We should probably start thinking about the church nativity. Anyone got any ideas?
How about a musical?
Nope, we did that last year.
Or a talent show?
We did that the year before.
How about we record a Zoom meeting where one person's a news reporter and then everyone...
We already did that as well, last year, during lockdown. Look, has anyone got any original ideas?
Why don't we use ChatGPT?
What's that?
You know, you ask it a question and it gives you an AI-generated answer. I use it all the time for my homework. We could ask it to make us a nativity script.
Oh dear. What's that?
Do you think this will work?
Of course. You can ask ChatGPT anything. Look, I'll start. Make me a junior church nativity play with Mary, Joseph, an angel, and innkeeper. Did I forget anything?
A donkey.
Right, yes. And a donkey.
Well, I have some good news. You're going to have a baby.
I'm going to have a baby.
You're going to have a baby.
I'm going to have a baby.
Yes, yes, no time for details, but he'll be the Son of God. Oh, and you need to go to Bethlehem.
How are we going to get to Bethlehem?
How are we going to get to Bethlehem?
I've got a key.
Sorry, did you say a key?
Yes, a door key.
Door key? What about the donkey?
What's that?
Never mind, let's keep going.
Is there any room for the inn?
Yes, come right in.
You're right. I don't think our internet connection is very stable.
No, that's not what I meant.
Should we try again? Maybe our instructions were a bit vague.
I'm just confused about the duck. Did I actually mention one when we were talking?
Maybe. ChatGPT is always listening.
I think that's Alexa.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Maybe they can see you as well. Anyway, let's try a scene about the shepherds. Oh, hang on a minute. I think we've got a computer bug. That's better. Right. Make a nativity play based on when the shepherds watch their flocks by night. And can we please get rid of the duck?
Ring! Oh, get into position, that's it. Ring, 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 ring.
I wonder who this is. It's with her number. Hello? They say put the telly on.
Hello?
Oh, that was great. It's the cat video.
What was all that about?
I think those were shepherds telling, angels telling us that the baby, the saviour, has been born and we can find him in Bethlehem.
Let's go. Shall we take a shepherd?
Not till they've had that bath. Their feet may be clean, their socks may be clean, but their feet smell really bad.
You've got to be kidding me. Why is there still a duck?
Hello.
Calm down.
Finally.
Here we go.
Calm down. It's only one duck. At least they mentioned a bath.
Can I try this time? Make me a nativity play about the wise men following a star.
Slow down.
To the baby.
Look, a star.
Do you want an autograph? Bethlehem's this way, follow me.
We brought a gift for the baby, gold.
Bitcoin.
Wait, why is this here?
All right, that's it, I've had enough.
I've had enough too.
What's that?
I think that's what we know as Bible.
Ooh.
Let's have a look.
Sorry. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared in his dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins."
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
And there are shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock that night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
When King Herod heard about this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them, "Where is the Messiah to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied. "For this there was a prophet. This is where the prophet has written.
But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I may too go and worship him."
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where their child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
And that is the Nativity. Right. Could you get back into position? Because I think after the service, there's not going to be a moment where we can get you all together again. So could we have all the actors on the Nativity back on the stage and in position for the Nativity scene? And could we have those who were numbers 1 to 6 who hadn't got another role on as well, to the sides, maybe on both sides? And then it would be really nice to have a picture that can be shared amongst the families. So get back into your positions. We need Mary and Joseph visible and the baby. And then that's lovely. Wonderful. We do need the computer on, but Erin, you might want to stand by the side of it, so that he's still in it. There we go. We know who's in there. Lovely. What I should have told you, while the photo's been taken, what I should have told you is that this Nativity was not written by me or any of the staff team. This was written by the young people and the children. They came up with so many ideas. And so I would like to have those who actually wrote the script, could you step forward a bit now? So that's it, Cadu, Nana, Laura, Alice, everyone who did. Come and step to the front. Alice, come on. And there were more than that. Thomas, and Erin as well. And there's someone hiding behind the pillar, but I don't know who it is. Oh, Katie, lovely. You've all done such an amazing job. Thank you so much. And we're looking forward to next year. No pressure. Okay, you may all now take a seat. Well done. Mike, thank you, because I was getting neck ache trying to do it there. So I have to be fair to AI and say that actually we really enjoyed imagining all the silly mistakes that AI could make. We didn't actually use any AI in the making of this play, but we enjoyed thinking about it, which is possibly a good thing, because I had an email from the Methodist Church about AI earlier this week. But the truth is that AI doesn't always get it right. Earlier this week, my sister asked her Alexa machine thingamabobby where Arkan is, as Jim had gone there on a school trip. And Alexa told her that Arkan is a fictional town in Massachusetts, which was slightly worrying because Jim was on his way to Germany. But AI is still learning, but it will learn, and I expect if she asks the same question again, she might get a very different response. I didn't really know how to explain AI, which is artificial intelligence, and so Malcolm suggests we ask it what it is. So this is how ChatGPT responded to the question, how would you describe what AI is to an 8-year-old? AI stands for artificial intelligence, and it's like a robot brain that can think and learn, kind of like how we do. Imagine if you had a toy robot that could learn to play games with you or help you find things. The robot doesn't have real feelings or thoughts like a person, but it can get really good at doing tasks by practicing and learning from what happens around it. So AI is just a way for computers or machines to get smart and help us with things like answering questions, playing music, or even driving cars. Doesn't sound too bad, does it? Although that is AI telling us what it is, what it does. So, but I like to think of a robot or AI trying to cope with the Christmas story. Because the Christmas story is extraordinary. I can imagine a computer getting very confused about it, perhaps with whizzing lights and smoke saying, I cannot compute. But it wouldn't be the angels, the virgin birth, or stars shining over stables which would cause the issues. It would be the challenge to really understand that the love of God demonstrated, the love of God demonstrated by him stepping into our world and becoming a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. That greatness, that awesomeness, made powerless and vulnerable. C.S. Lewis wrote, "Once in our world, a stable had in it something that was bigger than our whole world." That love is for you, and it is for me. It is for the people walking outside church and for those far away. It is for your friends and for those you don't get along with. And how to respond to that love properly is a lifelong learning process. Rockfish are going to perform a song now for us, which will give us a chance to reflect on the true gift of Christmas. Love shone down.
Dream that I was standing on a hillside.
This Christmas time, as we pray, live, and give, shine your everlasting light. Jesus Christ, born of Mary, be with young mothers across the world this Christmas time. As we pray, live, and give, shine your everlasting light. Jesus Christ, who was visited by shepherds, be with all who have to work this Christmas and those who long to work. As we pray, live, and give, shine your everlasting light. Jesus Christ, who became a refugee, be with those who fear for their lives and those who have left homes and families this Christmas. As we pray, live, and give, shine your everlasting light. Amen. We join together in the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from a time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So we're going to join together in our final song, which is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And during this, a collection will be taken for the work of this church and circuit, And we'll also bless the gifts for the gatehouse afterwards.
May these gifts bring comfort and joy. Please receive the offering of the best of our actions and our words too. Through them, may your light be seen and your love be known. Amen. I'm going to invite you to sit down for a minute. This isn't scripted, but while I've got the microphone, Mel has thanked the children, and there is no doubt that this was their invention. But I do think we need to say a big thank to Mel, who is our children and families worker, because without her love and care and faith in these young people, I don't think they'd be able to pull this off. So I do want to say a big thank you to Mel. Who's hiding? And as we sat there watching the rehearsal last night, I said, I look old. I look forward to being even older and more decrepit and seeing these young people leading worship in churches. I hope it will be here, but whether it's here or farther afield, we look forward to the future, which is in their hands and God's.
We finish with a blessing for us all. The angels are still singing. Prophets are still speaking. Hush the noise. Hear them sing. Repeat the song. Bring harmony. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be ours now and always. Amen.